Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines. And America's big three automakers are closing plants to save money and clear unsold inventory. Chrysler announcing on Wednesday that it would shut down all of its 30 manufacturing efforts beginning on Friday and continuing at least through January 19th. Ford Motor Company, meanwhile, says it will extend holiday shutdowns at all but two of its assembly plants by at least a week. All but the operations producing the F-150 pickup truck will be shuttered until January 12th. General Motors, meanwhile, announced on December 12th it would be cutting production by 250,000 units during the first quarter of 2009. The company will idle at least 15 factories in 9 states, plus operations in Canada and Mexico. But the news from Chrysler that it's completely shutting down manufacturing in the United States for at least a month, and most likely a bit longer than that, is having ripple effects across the industry and back here in Washington, where the president is still considering a possible federal bailout. Ron Gettelfinger is the president of the United Auto Workers. He says Chrysler hit the nail on the head. Credit is a huge problem for the big three right now.
The credit market is so tight out there. The dealers are claiming that they could sell 20 to 25% more vehicles.
Gettelfinger says Chrysler's shutdown is obviously a problem for that particular manufacturer, but he says it's also indicative of the troubles facing all of the big three.
This shows the stress that the industry is facing and the requirement of that the government step in as quickly as possible to ease some of these concerns.
And Gettelfinger is stressing that point. He says President Bush, if he's going to do something, needs to do it soon.
Again, we're just appealing to the administration to take action as quickly as possible to relieve the fears that exist out there.
Meanwhile, the Bush administration may try to place the auto industry in a so-called orderly bankruptcy. At least that's one of the options being discussed, according to White House Press Secretary Dana Perino. She added that President Bush, in her words, quote, is not going to allow a chaotic, disorderly collapse, unquote, of Detroit's big three. Bush himself said today he's still weighing all the options. Calling the auto industry very fragile, he said several factors are shaping his decision about trying to help struggling automakers. Bush noted his continuing concern about the hit the economy would take from what he calls disorderly bankruptcies within the industry. The president made some of those comments at a function at the American Enterprise Institute here in Washington on Thursday. The president says he's a free market guy, but he also realizes Detroit is in a serious crisis.
You're obviously making compromises all the time with Congress. The key is to compromise without compromising principle. You can compromise points, but don't sell out the principle that is inherent in the bill.
The president says one of his strongest priorities is to assist business in any way that he can, but he says it's not the job of government to always intervene into the activities of business.
Markets and free enterprise is what made the country great, and that these measures were temporary measures. They're not an excuse for the government to be running automobile companies, if that's the decision I make, or for the government to be always involved in mortgages.
And as mentioned a moment ago, White House Press Secretary Dana Perino also talking about the options the president is mulling over. The president, she says, once again, is not going to allow a chaotic disintegration of the industry.
Just a week ago that the legislation on Capitol Hill did not pass, and so what we were left with then was to try to come up with how do we move forward.
Perino stressed that a collapse of the U.S. auto industry would have terrible negative consequences for the struggling national economy. As you just heard in our previous segment from Marty Padgett of TheCarConnection.com, a decision needs to be made in the next 4 weeks if Chrysler and GM are to have a chance at remaining viable. Meanwhile, stock prices plunging again today over continuing investor concern about the weak economy. The Dow Jones Industrials dropping 219 points to close at 86.05. The Nasdaq up 27 points to finish at 1552. The broader S&P 500 losing 19 points to end at 885. Crude oil falling $3.70 per barrel today, closing at $36.36 per barrel, off nearly 10% from Wednesday's close. Meanwhile, staying on the financial front, President-elect Barack Obama naming Mary Shapiro to head the Securities and Exchange Commission once his administration gets going next month. At a Chicago news conference on Thursday, Obama cited what he calls a failure of oversight and accountability that threatens the entire national economy.
Financial regulatory reform will be one of the top legislative priorities of my administration. And as a symbol of how important I view this reform, I'm announcing these appointments months earlier than previous administrations have.
Shapiro is a former commissioner on the Federal Regulatory Commission, currently runs the Independent Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. The SEC is charged with overseeing the markets, but has come under heavy fire over the financial meltdown and scandals that have rocked Wall Street. Meanwhile, Barack Obama has reportedly chosen California Congresswoman Hilda Solis as his next Secretary of Labor. Also, once again, dipping into the Republican side to name Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood, apparently, as the next Secretary of Transportation. Finally, the Federal Reserve has approved new rules aimed at cracking down on unfair credit card practices. They restrict surprise hikes in fees and interest rates. The new rules are expected to cut revenue for credit card issuers but help consumers. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll have some end-of-the-year financial tips courtesy of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants. We will also talk about the legacy of the passing of conservative giant Paul Weyrich. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, our weekly visit with John Gizzi. We'll talk about the passing of Paul Weyrich and the rest of the week's top political news. Stay with us.